Did you know that Can We Be Real's first birthday is coming up in the middle of May? And we wanted to say thank you so much for being a part of this podcast. And also, there's a birthday present that you can give to us, and it's absolutely free. You know that follow button on either Apple or Spotify? 63% of the audience who listens to this podcast have not hit that button yet on either of those platforms. And our goal is to get that down to 50% so that we have at least 50% of our audience who have hit follow on either Apple or Spotify. This helps us move up the charts. It helps us to grow, which means we can invest more money in making this podcast even bigger and better in our second year. So if you can help us reach our goal of 50% of the audience, that's another 13% of you who listen right now hitting that follow button on Apple or Spotify to help us to continue to grow. That would be the best first birthday present ever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, can we be real?
Yeah.
Hi, can we be real about the fact that I still wait for you to start this show?
What do you mean?
After all these months, for some reason, I just always sit here looking at you going, okay, come on, mate. Let's do it.
Well, I guess there's a part of it that I start for you, which is the secrets.
Yes.
Right? But then you're the beginner, like you're the lead act, right? So you come out and you do your bit.
I'm not used to
And I'm
to
waiting
that.
For you. I'm the sidekick that comes along with you.
Sidekick
that
gets,
I'm like Sideshow Bob.
I know,
you're
Bagsy's
Krusty
here. Thank you so much. Hey, Maddie, how are you?
Good.
I'm calling you Maddie because we're in radio vibes.
And you're the little guy with the...
No. You're trying to kill me.
No, you've got the little whistle.
You know, oh, cute. I love that little guy. What's his name? Is that Sideshow Mel? No, that was it.
I think it is Sideshow
Mel. Oh, that's so cute. My kids don't know anything about The Simpsons.
That
that's adorbs. I do quite good. I do a couple of voices quite well because they're from my childhood. I think my Krusty is quite good. Just that one. I just did it.
Yeah, that is good.
Well,
thank you.
But say something.
No, yeah, I don't say anything. Oh, I just do that. And also do a pretty good Cartman, I think. Let me just rustle up my Cartman. Screw you guys. I'm going home. No,
that's not bad.
Screw you guys. No, what do I say? I say Jadal. Screw you guys. I'm going home. No,
I do
it better at the. I'll crack one out in the lounge room and I'll record myself and send it to you. I mean,
well, because you're under the pump here.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
Can you do like Marge?
No. I mean, I just have screw you guys. Screw you guys. Oh fuck! All right.
I used to be able to do Stewie from Family Guy. I'm not going to try it now because I'm too
nervous.
I'll
try.
No. But like, I find
I've never tried to do a voice. These are just voices I loved. Like, you know,
I love Stewie.
Yeah, exactly. They just got to be things you love where you're just like, we're doing it for literal fun with your friends.
I could do Husey as well for a period of time.
Oh, this is what I mean. One you love that you do for your friends, including Husey. Husey loves it when people do him back to him. Loves it so much. Of course he does.
Katie.
Oh, come on, guys. All right, Mish.
Yeah.
All right.
I get it. My wife's attractive, guys. Who cares?
Yeah, I get it. I'm batting above my average, guys. I get it. All right, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like mine's better than yours.
Yeah, it probably is because you're a guy. I get it. Come on, guys. All right. Yeah, let's get on with it. Okay, come on.
Fantastic, guys.
Yeah, okay, I'm giving up vaping. All right.
Husey.
I'm Husey.
Yeah.
I'm Husey. Anyway.
What happened to his TV show, by the way, just before we move on?
Husey, we've got a problem.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know, but I still say that to my kids. It's like entered my lexicon, you know, when they leave shit around the house. I go, oh, Husey, we've got a problem. And they're like, we don't know what you're talking about.
No one's watching 10, mate.
No, they barely know who Husey is.
Oh, but that would hurt so hard.
Especially as he's like our friend. He took two of our kittens. I'm like, you know, Mate. The only reason they know Husey is
he's the kitten guy.
Yeah, I'm like, remember he took Antonio and Gemma. That's two of the kittens he took. They don't know he's a guy on TV, but don't tell him that. Mm. They only watch YouTube.
Did you say, oh, you mean the guy that looked like Judith Lucy?
Looks like Judith Lucy.
I'm going to take that out. I realise how bad that is to both of them. Well, no. What do you mean to both of them?
Well, because he doesn't want to look like a lady anymore than she
doesn't
wants
want to look like, yeah, I know.
Like, to look like Husey.
I'm going
to
take it out.
But when
I'm not
Husey
in the world of comedy.
Dressed, no, it's fine. When Husey dressed up as a lady for an ad, was it for Legos or something? He looked adorable. Mm. They dressed him up as an old lady. Oh, my God. He looked like the sweetest old lady in the world. So that's just to soften what you just said.
I'm taking it out, mate.
Well, you're a fucking coward. And I'm going to tell him anyway. I've just texted him.
He'll just be like, oh, fuck. You know,
oh, bags.
Well, the last time he was pretty pissed off with me because I was on Breakfast in Newcastle and they had the Masked Singer going on and he was one of the judges.
Yeah. He still is, isn't he?
And I outed Paulini.
Oh, fuck.
Before it came out. It's fucking Paulini, guys, right?
But isn't that the game? Aren't we all meant to do that?
Right. And so then he got on this rant on his national drive show. Bloody Newcastle. Friggin' bags has ruined the Masked Singer.
Because you're supposed to play along with this stupid game where you go, is it Celine Dion?
Yeah, and I was like, it's fucking Paulini, guys. Who cares? Let's move on. And he called it out like right at the beginning
you're
of the show.
To, mate, yeah.
No, no.
Mate, you're supposed to play along and pretend
whatever
actual superstars would be on it. I think it's...
Margot Robbie?
Yeah. Like,
as if she's going to be on there, guys.
I'm pretty sure it's Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty
and
sure...
And it's always a guy from the NRL.
Oh, Jesus Christ. We love you, Husey. I have a feeling that unlike either of us, my son, Louis, is too grateful. And that's where I'd like to steer the conversation, if you don't mind.
Go for it.
My beautiful child, Louis Lou, Lulu.
Is he your favourite? I feel like
he is. Why are you saying that?
No, I just feel like he is. Out of the two, I feel like he could
be the favourite. Well, he is at the moment because his sister's being a mole. But she's just taking after me and I can't be mad at her because I'm putting my glasses on. That's how serious I am about what I'm about to say. I can't be mad at her because she's taking after me and in turn her grandfather. And she's a very powerful presence in the home.
Good on her.
Oh, well, fuck, do you want her? Because seriously, it's not good on her to live with her. When I say in the mornings, and I've complained about this before, at 6:45 in the morning when I'm saying just get in the shower and go to school and they're both going, can we have the day off for various bullshit reasons? And then eventually I go, oh, I give up. And one morning, like this morning, when I then say, I give up, and I start rattling off the various, you know, and I start the guilt trip, basically. Let's be honest. That's what it is. And I go, I'm paying this much money for you to go to this school.
Oh, you sound like my dad now.
I'm paying the
school fees. You know what they used to do? They used to pin the school fees up onto the corkboard.
I love that.
So we could see how expensive. This is actually... Is it a good idea?
Oh, well, I'm going to try it because don't forget I moved them out of the state school because they hated the state school because it was so rough. P.S. A girl their age was bashed on the pier last week by other kids their age. So this is what we're talking about. I'm like, okay, I moved you out of that school. I homeschooled you in a fashion for one term. And now I'm sending you to a private school, which is costing me money I did not plan for. And now you're saying you don't want to go to school. I'm like, we'll get kicked out of this joint, guys. This is not like
we'll
the state school.
Out.
This is not like the state school. We will get removed. We will get kicked out of this joint if you don't show up and do your part at this school. And anyway, and then I started crying because I said, I can't handle this. I can't handle this. I've got enough shit going on in my own life. I can't handle this bullshit. And I started crying and I went back downstairs. This is how the two of them reacted. Louis put on his uniform, went downstairs, made me a coffee, and went to school.
He's the favourite.
Darlie said, fucking pisser, and went back to bed.
Smart.
Asshole.
Favourite and smart.
Asshole. And like me. She's more like me.
Yeah.
That's what I would have done.
Taking advantage
age.
Of the situation.
That's exactly what I say to her. I go, you take advantage of every situation. And that's exactly what I would have done at her age. So that's upsetting. And anyway... But let's not talk about that now. There's part of me that thinks too, well, obviously she'll be fine. If she's like me and my father, she'll be fine in life.
She's going to be savvy. She's going to be doing breakfast radio.
Maybe. But breakfast radio won't exist.
She'll be podcasting, mate.
I don't know.
She'll be in AI. She'll be doing AI news.
Just would love her to go. I went to school at least. Anyway. But Louis, too grateful. Louis is such a sweetheart. But it makes me think sometimes, God, what is his expectation of me? The things he says thank you to me for sometimes that he's is so heartfelt. I go... That's okay. Like, you know, it's like I wash his school clothes. And he goes, oh, thank you. And I go, that's okay.
That's my role. But it's not your role, though. That's actually, well, look, I think okay. at 14, enough, at yeah. 14, like, sure, when he's younger than that, sure, that's your role. You're his yeah. mum, you wash his clothes. But at 14, he's at that point now where he could be doing some of this stuff himself. Yeah.
Some kids, I guess, are.
But it sounds like an adult, doesn't he, when he's saying right? that? Like a fully grown, like, it's like me saying thank you to you for, like, washing my T-shirt.
Like, I get it, okay?
Thank you.
I get it.
That.
If yeah. you came out tomorrow morning, we're at the hotel, and I presented you with a T-shirt of yours that I had washed, yeah. I get it if you went,
oh, thanks, mate.
Thank you. Fuck. And we're a bit shocked.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so there's that. But then there'll be other times where I'll just go, oh, you know, I got bread. Oh, thank you. But I think to myself, how shit have I been to this point? That's how it makes me feel sometimes. I think, God, how low is your expectation? That I just go over my shoulder. Oh, by the way, there's bread. Oh, bloody slow clap and thank you.
It's almost a bit patronising, isn't it?
I don't know. I sort of don't know.
Maybe he is just fucking with you.
Maybe.
Just to be like,
I go, that's okay. But he seems sincere. He seems sincere.
Yeah.
And I'll go, that's okay, mate. If he's fucking with me, it's really working. Because I'm like, and maybe it's the juxtaposition between his sister, who's like, yeah, get fucking bread, mate. That's your role.
Yeah.
And him, who's like, oh, bloody wow.
Look at you go, yeah.
Yeah, look at you go. God, wow. Number one mum or what? You know? I'm just like, maybe they're tag teaming me. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, it feels more pronounced lately. Major bolognese. Oh, shit, a brick.
Dolmio.
Mum. Wow. I'm posting this on Pinterest. Thank you. And his sister's like, yeah, well, fucking say you should. You know, it's
I
like,
love that he's trying to thank you, but now his thank yous are shitting you.
Well, they're just
and making you
freaking
worried.
Me out. Yeah. Yeah, they're freaking me out, man.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Secrets and Sparkles.
Cool. Okay, we got a little song. A little.
Do you want to hear the next version? Because you've got to select the one that you like out of these, I guess, that I've
Matthew
been working
I,
on in the lobby over the last few weeks.
We're still Kyle Sanderlands and Amy Shark. Great.
Idle
Kyle.
Vibes.
I'm Kyle. Don't
Here we
forget.
Go.
I'm the nice one.
Yep.
Who do we have? Do we have Keith Urban? Do we have Delta Goodrum on the vocals?
Time to share your deep, dark secrets
Keith.
With Michelle and Bagsy. Mm. Tell us your secrets, we'll laugh and cry along with you.
I love Keith.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The guys are getting shit-faced on sparkles, and you can too. We
sure
get
can.
A lot of secrets that involve people doing the poo.
Yeah.
Oh, Keith.
You like Keith?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, hey, look, it's really hard for me to choose between him and Delta at the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know. Amy?
I'm going to go Keith.
Yeah, Keith.
Amy's going Keith.
What are you thinking?
Oh, you know me, Sanderlands. I'm hard to pin down. I'm unpredictable. Will I be cuddly? Will I be outrageous?
Yeah. Go outrageous, mate.
Will I go outrageous?
Yeah, go outrageous.
Oh, I might say something about his hair making him look like a girl. No, it's hard to say. Oh, it's hard to say with me, but I'm going to withhold judgment just at the moment on that song. But I did love it a lot.
It's a work in progress.
Yeah.
Sounds like you didn't like it.
Amy, don't put words
in
my mouth.
Sounds like you didn't like it.
Amy.
With your top knot.
Do not put words in my mouth with your bloody top knot. You know, Jackie. Jackie.
God, Amy's hot.
She is. She's fabulous.
Yeah.
I love Amy Sharks.
Good attitude on her.
Great attitude.
Used to be the digital content producer for the Gold Coast Titans.
Shut
There's
the
a little
up.
Fun fact for you about Amy Sharks. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, God, she's come along.
Let's get into the first secret for today.
I've been dating this guy for about 4 months.
Mm, flex.
I went to a hen's party recently. And we were all pretty drunk and, you know, it was getting pretty wild and whatever. We're having a great time. But the stripper actually put a towel around my head and his dick in my mouth for like 30 seconds.
Shit.
I kind of feel guilty about it, but at the same time, I'm kind of like it's nothing, right?
It's a dick in your mouth?
At a hen's party.
Oh, I don't.
How many hen's parties have you been to?
I don't know that I've ever been to a hen's party. Because
what do you mean?
I don't know what
have
I mean.
You, you've
I'm
seen
spun
a hen's
out.
Party out, though, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, I've performed at hen's parties.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You
okay, I've put my dick in people's mouths. Okay, that's what I meant. No, I'm just trying. I'm so spun out by that story. I'm just trying to think, have I been at a hen's party? Because I don't. I've never been at a party where a man's just put his dick in someone's mouth. Never. Like, I've seen male strippers. That's fucked up. I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
I think that's fucked. I'm all for a dick in my mouth. Don't get me wrong. No complaints. I like to have a warning.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there.
But what goes on at hen's parties? I mean, I know it goes on at bucks parties, right?
Yeah, sure. I don't.
Well, you'd have an idea.
I have
though.
An idea.
Yeah, strippers.
Yeah, and I know
all
there's
the
a
normal gear.
I know there's a sliding scale as well. I know that
strippers up to
yeah
prostitutes.
Sure, but I know dicks in mouths are possible at all parties, you know. But yikes, I don't want to be at a
you
party
know,
and just go, oh look, babe, I don't know when I'll be back, and I could end up with a random cock in my mouth. I don't know, babe. It's a fucking hen's night.
So there's a nightclub, and I grew up on the Gold Coast, so maybe my standards are a lot lower than everybody else's.
Yeah.
But there's a nightclub there called the Sugar Shack.
Fantastic.
And that would host the ladies' night on a Wednesday evening.
Don't forget, we are obviously going up for a girls' weekend to
totally.
The Goldie.
Yeah.
Matthew, I hope you'll join us.
I'll take you to the Sugar Shack.
I fucking too
we'll,
right, you
we'll
will.
We'll go
now
out on
you...
ladies' nights.
Yeah.
And basically, it would get a little bit like this sometimes.
Get cocks
where,
in your mouths.
Well, no, not cocks in your mouths, but you would get the, you know, the stripper would be on the stage and then there'd be the one girl that they'd put on the chair and then they'd dance around with the towel and then whatever's going on, you know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I'm guessing there's dicks going into mouths.
Really?
Is there?
I mean, that's the illusion. I've certainly seen the act where there's like a head,
this is Magic Mike kind of gear.
Yeah, there's
isn't
a head, dick height, and there's a towel, and there's a bit of showbiz, there's the act.
Mm.
But we're supposed to, it's the show.
It's a show,
showbiz.
So there's not actually a dick going in there.
Not. I thought that was the joke. Like, oh, isn't this hilarious? It looks like my dick's in her mouth. Never, ever did it occur to me they were in the mouths. That's crazy.
It is crazy.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows where that dick's been?
Yeah, I know.
That's disgusting. That's really bad. Like, I want to know a little bit of background on the dick before it's in my mouth. I
want
to know.
What info do you want?
Oh, the name of the dick before it's in my mouth, for a start.
Stephen the stripper.
Yeah, look, I'm not a wowser, but I am going to say when I leave the house, I just want to know. And certainly when I return to the house, I want to know the names of any dicks that have been in my mouth.
Let's move it away from the stripper for a second here. At that 4 month mark of a relationship, which is very early on.
It is, but
or
it's,
is it not?
You're, I think it
hang
is.
On, what are your eyebrows about? Because it is early.
I think it is, but I think it's my eyebrows are saying to you, I think it's oftentimes a crucial time. It's
yeah,
like
it's
towards
a tipping point. It's
yes,
a tipping point. Yeah.
It's towards the end of that honeymoon period where it's I think it's at the point where you're going, okay, is this a relationship?
Mm.
Are we actually gonna keep going with this?
So could a dick in a mouth be excused?
Could it be a game changer?
Within that first 4 months, so therefore it's okay.
Oh, I don't know about that. I mean, I think if...
I actually feel like 4 months is still quite... Like 6 months is, you know, that...
No,
kind of,
I think...
Isn't 6 months the usual kind of dating phase?
Oh, it's a real tough one.
When do you actually say this is a thing?
It's a tough one. I'm saying if you... But, you know, the person you've been seeing for 4 months, if a guy says to me, oh, Christ, you wouldn't believe it. Fuck, it got a bit out of control last night at Kev's bloody Bucks night. I go, why? What happened? He goes, oh, me dick fell in some bird's mouth.
I don't think you're saying that, are you?
Well, what's he saying?
You're not saying anything. You're not saying it. If your dick fell into someone's mouth, you're not talking about it. You're like,
right.
Okay, we're in this zone.
You're saying we're in the 4 month zone. We're just like,
let's not talk about that.
Shit happens. We're just not.
We haven't formalised anything, so.
But I feel like what she's saying is she's like, you know, when you're at the strippers and you're up on stage, you're kind of like, you're laughing, you're drunk, you're like, ah! He's just like stuck his dick.
Slipped it in.
Yeah, that's how it felt.
Surprise dick.
Yeah, surprise dick. Oh, no. Surprise dick.
For 30 seconds.
No, it's not about the time. It's not. Oh,
okay.
Oh, no. It's not about the length of time. I don't care how long it's in there.
Yeah, well, 30 seconds is a bit. Okay, I'm going to count to 30.
That's a long time, actually. Right? You're right.
Let's just sit here while I count to 30. Yep. And this penis
Let's,
is
everyone listening,
in her.
Everyone listening, just imagine there's a stranger's penis in your mouth for the duration of this.
One, two, three.
You're going too fast. You've got to do the old one Mississippi. Two Mississippi.
That's not, mate. This is a long time.
Three Mississippi.
We're in it for 3 seconds.
Open your mouth. Open your mouth and imagine a stranger's dick in there, Simon. One Mississippi. Two Mississippi. Three Mississippi.
Yeah, it's a lot. Look, it's a open your mouth, mate. Come on.
Five Mississippi.
Take it.
See, you can't stop talking that long. Six Mississippi.
But let's not actually.
This is you. You're trying to talk to Steve.
That's
his cock's in your mouth. Eight Mississippi.
This is a long
nine
time.
Nine Mississippi. There's still a cock in your gob. 14. 15 Mississippi, 16 Mississippi. She's like, it was only 30 seconds. It's a fucking long time, love. 24, 25.
And what's playing
26.
In the background? Genuine Pony. Jesus. I'm just a bachelor.
I want it. Ride it.
My bone.
My bone.
You know, like.
Bow, bow, bow. And everyone's going, ah!
Mate, that's a fucking long time. Anyway, yeah, don't tell your partner about that one.
No. That one's for the vault. How's the party, babe? Oh, it's all right. It's all right. It's just all right.
Oof.
It's just okay.
I want to go to a hen's party.
Is that a cold sore? Have you got a cold sore? No, I don't know what that is.
She's in the car and Genuine comes on the radio. She's like, fuck, I love this song.
Oh, no.
He's like, why? Why do you love it?
I don't know. Just been horse riding a lot as a kid. Just brings back memories.
How do you file?
Oh, be careful. Keep your mouth shut always.
By the way, you seem really shocked about this period.
Yeah, I am.
So how when you're dating, how does it work for you? When do you want to know?
I've never had an accidental cock in my mouth.
No, I'm not talking about this. I'm talking about when do you call it? Let's forget about
it. No, I agree with everything you're saying. I agree with everything you're saying.
There's an open window here.
Yeah. I agree with everything you're saying about
that. Because no one wants to lock into anything. You've got to get to know them
and
all that kind of thing.
And I'm a big believer in that honeymoon period where you just like think everyone's perfect for about 6 months.
Mm.
It takes at least that long for you to start to go, actually... Hang on a minute. He's a bit of a dickhead.
Yeah, thank God I did suck that
actually,
guy off.
Yeah, now I don't feel that bad about that surprise dick in my mouth that time because he's a bit of a knob, this guy. Yeah, and I've just realised, actually, he does have a pet lizard called Juliet, which is a bit weird. Is that weird? I think it's kind of weird. Is it weird to have a pet lizard called Juliet? I think that's kind of weird. So, like, I'm feeling a bit better about that surprise cock. It's, like, not bothering me as much as it did. I think she noticed.
Far out. Is this a true story, mate? Have you been dating a bloke? Oh, no. Who's got a fucking lizard?
I did date a guy who had a pet lizard called Juliet.
No.
Juliet.
It wasn't a big dragon.
I don't know the difference between fucking lizards, mate.
Or
a blue tongue. It's just a lizard, and it lived in a glass box with a fucking light in there.
Called
Juliet. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Let's get into our next secret.
Hey, guys. Love the show. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to make this a one of two parts because I can't
two-parter.
Fit it all in.
Love a two-parter.
But my best friend, who's also distantly related to me, we've grown up together. Her and her husband and my husband all hang out for the last 10 years. We've now got two girls each. And in the last probably 2 years, I've just gotten an ick factor watching how he is with my eldest daughter, who's currently six. Mm-hmm. Just the way he touches her, the way he shows her a lot more attention than the others. It just sends off a bit of an alarm in my head. Anyway, I spoke to my husband about it once and he was like, nah, I think it's fine. He's just that kind of guy, blah, blah, blah. I thought, okay, cool. I've probably listened to too much true crime.
Yeah.
But then we've recently had a few social outings and my husband's come back to me and been like, yeah, yeah, I can kind of see what you're saying. It is awkward. And now I'm at the point where I feel fucking awkward thinking about future interactions and how we're going to manage this. And, you know, because my girlfriend's constantly saying, they need to have a sleepover. They need to do sleepovers. So we've already put that in place that they're not going to have sleepovers there. And then my husband said...
Oh, two-parter. Leave us on the cliffhanger.
God!
Okay, part two. Yeah. Then my husband said, if I notice it, I'm going to just nicely pull him aside and just say to him, as a dad, this is making me feel a bit uncomfortable. And that just sent, like, the absolute anxiety and just made me feel so uncomfortable, because what if we're absolutely wrong? And what if, like, this causes an absolute rift between all of us? But of course I understand, like, I've got to protect my daughter if something were to happen, but I don't, like, this could absolutely blow up terribly. So I don't know what to do. I do talk to my daughter about, you know, tricky people. So now I'm like, do I also talk to my daughter and try and mention him a little bit, or do I just keep it general? I don't know what to do. And, like, should my husband say something in that matter? Like, I just feel like that's going to not go down well.
God, an amazing story. Obviously, the first thing that's coming to my mind, and I know this will be coming to a lot of listeners' minds, is the documentary and then the drama series that was made out of the documentary called Abducted in Plain Sight. And I know you guys, have you seen it, Matthew?
Yeah, you will have.
Mm. It's about these two families who became friends, but one of them, the man in one of the families was a pedophile, absolutely, mm-hmm. had already molested a little girl before he mm-hmm. came to this town, moved to this town, and he befriended, and he had a wife and kids. Mm-hmm. They befriended a family like this, and he definitely groomed the entire family so that he could get to one of the daughters.
Wow.
Through that process, he had affairs with both parents' bags. He had physical sexual affair with the mum and the dad in this other family, also that... Well, obviously, he's just sexually, you know...
Cooked.
Bizarre, cooked.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that he could get to the eldest daughter. And he abducted her twice from her family and took her away, said he was in love with her. I think she was about 9 the first time he took her away. You wouldn't believe it was possible or true if you hadn't seen this now grown-up woman and her family telling the story of how it happened.
I don't have kids. The thing that I think about this situation, she's umming and ahhing about, saying the wrong thing having the husband say the wrong thing, right? Why not just sit down with the daughter, instead of calling them tricky people, actually explain, hey, there are pedophiles in the world, right? There are bad people, without talking about this guy, and say, we can not be around you for, we're not around you 24 hours a day. Protect yourself. Let us know, you know, if you notice anything that is strange, because these people, like, can you just have a straight up conversation about pedophiles with a 14-year-old?
She's having the age appropriate conversations, I'm sure. But you don't want to make your kids scared of the world. As your kids are growing up, you do think of these things constantly and you're having these conversations constantly. You're advised constantly by everyone, by the school and by everyone, you know, how to speak to them about it. But you don't want to make them feel like the world is a frightening place. You're always walking this fine line between trying to give them the confidence to grow up as people and also let them know that not everyone is trustworthy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the point of this documentary, Abducted in Plain Sight, and stories like it, and a lot of the stuff we do on Australian True Crime with grown-up people who were victimized as children, is to understand how manipulative and how clever...
How much effort they'll go to.
Yeah, how clever people can be, you know. Sexual offenders can be at grooming and how patient they can be at grooming the entire family. And like this lady's, the way she's talking, I've spoken to people before who've talked about like...
They feel something.
The feeling, and but also the feeling of that social awkwardness. I know how to us that can feel like, who fucking cares if it blows up the friendship?
Yeah, fuck, protect
your kid. But when you're in the moment, you do so feel like, maybe I'm just being crazy. He's such a nice guy. Everyone else we know thinks he's a great guy.
Of course.
Am I being paranoid? Am I crazy?
Where would that... Okay, here's the thing. Where would that thought come from?
Exactly.
In the first place?
That's what everyone... You know, professionals say that.
Gut instinct.
Trust your instincts.
Yeah,
right.
So if there's a thought... You've got to kind of trust that.
I'm saying that 100%. I'm saying trust your instinct. Mm. Absolutely. It's coming from somewhere. And your husband's saying it too.
Yeah.
I 100% say, get him out of your life.
With the husband saying,
initially,
don't worry. And then going, hey, babe, you know what? Yeah. I did notice something. I think that's the moment where you go, yeah, okay, cool. We're going to address this now.
Yep.
Like and today.
Also, what's the point in talking to him? Because if...
Who? The guy?
The guy that you're feeling weird about. Because if he is a predator, then you're just alerting him to the fact that you're onto him.
So what happens then?
I don't know. But what I'm saying is I don't understand the point in saying, hey, you're creeping us out a bit, buddy. If he's not a predator, then that's going to be awkward anyway. That's the end of the friendship pretty much, I would think. And if he is a predator, then he's just then you're just alerting him to the fact that you're onto him. So that's the end of the friendship. Mm. Or he's just going to go and target someone else. So to me, I just feel like the only option you have is to just go, we're not going to be friends with that guy anymore. He gives us the ick.
No sleepovers.
I just don't want to be around him ever. And if friends ask me, I'm going to tell them.
I can't imagine you or any parent, and this, I'm not... Once again, not a parent, so I don't understand this part, but I can't imagine giving my kids to someone and saying, yeah, look after them for the night. I can't imagine doing that.
No, we talk about that a lot because when we were kids, we slept over constantly at other kids' houses. Yep. My mum had a rule she had to have met them.
Yep.
But we had lots of kids come to our house whose parents hadn't, and mum would always say, I don't understand that. Do you know, Tup, to my dad, I don't understand that. I don't understand how you could let your kids go over to someone's house and you haven't even met them. But we had lots of kids who'd rock up to our house on the doorstep with a backpack and mum had never seen their parents. But my kids, by the time my kids came along, no one ever did sleepovers really. I could count. Now that they're teenagers, we have a few kids over to our house. But my kids don't like to sleep at other people's houses. So it's really, really cool.
That's good. Yeah. Scary.
I think we all got the message.
And that, I always forget about that Robert Birkdold.
This is story. The guy from the documentary we were talking about. He was the predator.
And kind of what you're saying of, shouldn't you just talk to your kid? And then just how manipulative these people are. That talking to your kid probably might not even work. Because in that story, I always forget the surreal, crazy aspect of, he made her believe that they were aliens.
Oh, yeah, it's
crazy. They were from an alien planet.
They were on an alien mission.
And the police will tell you otherwise or whatever, but they'll be lying forever.
The little girl, yeah. So he convinced, and she's 11, or, you know, by this stage. So it went on for years and years and years. That's what I mean. He was so patient. So he's having affairs with, he split up the parents' marriage.
Mm.
So he's making them vulnerable. So he's getting to spend more time with the little girl. He's convincing her that there's aliens involved. It's like the lengths this guy's gone to destabilize this family, and each of them is relying on him. They all think he's their best friend.
Has he strategically thought this out before?
No.
Or is he just adding layers as he's going along? Yeah. Okay, this will work over here. This will work over here. She's reacting this way. I'll do this.
Yeah.
That's how he's moving.
But the way he did start it was by becoming best friends with them. He definitely thought, okay, here's this family at church. They were all very religious Mormons. So he was like, he saw this little girl who was the age group that he was interested in.
Mm.
And so he, you know, got together with that family and he really became best friends with the dad, and he made sure so they're having barbecues every weekend, dinners every weekend, made sure the kids became really good friends, offered to drive all the kids to school every morning. So all three of their daughters called him uncle, and he would say, who's your favorite uncle? You know, just really manipulated them that way. So when you say to your kids, don't trust people, on the other hand, perpetrators are
brilliant,
putting everything they have into being the most trustworthy, lovable adult they've ever met. It's hard to fight against that, you know.
Totally. Yeah. So, how do you file that one?
Be careful, by which I mean, if it were me, I would fuck this guy right
off.
Listen to your gut.
This is our next secret.
My secret is, I'm glad that my mom has passed away. I never hated her. I loved her so much. But she was in a lot of pain. She went through several bouts of cancer and had a stroke. She could barely walk. And the chemo and radiation were really hard on her. If I could have her back, I would take her over $1 million. But I know that since I was a child, I had to help take care of her. And my father had left right after she began to get sick. So it was just me and my aunt taking care of her every week, every day. And it put a strain on my mental health and my physical health. I never went outside. I was scared to even go out with my friends, afraid something would happen to her. And it was a burden, but I took care of her as best as I could. But it definitely took a lot of my childhood away. But I'm glad that she's passed away now.
My goodness. Obviously, it sounds like you're very young still. Yeah, I mean, nobody wants to see anybody suffering. It's so difficult when people have a terminal illness. And I mean, I certainly think about that for my own kids. Having had my father live with us when he was clearly in at the end of his life, you know, and we try everything we have to extend human beings' lives. Then we have this other attitude about animals where we think, oh no, they're in pain, they're suffering, you know, don't do that to them. It does. I found that really strange watching people keep my father alive when his life was over and thinking, you literally would not do this to a dog. Why are we doing this to a person and doing it to the family, doing it to all of us? You know, like there is nothing, clearly no quality of life. Like, what is the purpose of this? And it's made me think a lot about then being a parent myself and what I would want for my children. Yeah, I mean, you sound to me like you're young enough to be able to live a life now, which is what your mother would want for you. It's what any parent wants, is for their child to live a happy life. You must never feel guilty about the fact that you're glad that that is over. I'm sure she is glad that it's over as well, and she would be glad that it's over for you and that you can put that behind you. I hear what you're saying too about missing out on your childhood. My kids missed out on a lot taking care of their pop. So I'm very conscious of that now, and I probably do spoil them now because of that too, just trying to put things back in that they lost, you know, holidays and things like that and time. Because it's very draining on a family to take care of someone who's ill. Seriously ill, especially draining on kids, and especially when other adults have opted out. That really sucks. So don't hesitate to take care of yourself and take the time now and be selfish.
How do you file that one?
Oh, perfectly understandable, darling. And get out there and have some fun.
Yeah.
Get out there and have some fun. Get outside. Go dancing. Go laughing.
Go to a hen's party.
Go to a hen's party. Go out partying with people. Find, you know, people your own age. Laugh.
All right, this is our next secret.
Hi, guys. So my secret today, I've been with my partner for about 3 years, and when I first started seeing him, I noticed he was a loud kisser when we would make out in bed. It annoyed me for a bit, but I think maybe eventually I just started blocking it out, not noticing it. So that was fine. 3 years later down the track, recently, I've started noticing it again. And it is really annoying me. Like, it is an annoyingly exaggerated sound. It's annoying me so much to the point where it's actually turning me off.
Oh, no!
Having sex. And he's noticed that, so that's no good.
It's the Sahara Desert.
Yeah, I just really had to get that off my chest. Can you tell me how to block this out. Anyway, what are your thoughts?
Earmuffs.
Yeah, no, you can't block it out. You've got to tell him. You've got to tell him. But you've got to be sure, is it really just that? Is it that that's putting you off? Because if you go, okay, it's the loud kissing, it's the loud kissing, and then you get over that and he learns to not make the loud kissing and you're still turned off by him and you're still not wanting to have sex with him, then you're fucked. But it reminds me, is it TV kissing? I remember as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You remember how...
Like The Bold and the Beautiful with Brooke?
Yeah, Brooke and Ridge.
Oh, Brooke and Ridge, mate. That would be passion away.
As a kid, I'd be like, I thought that's what kissing sounded like. Mm.
Yeah.
You know, really loud, and I'd make my Barbies kiss, like really smacking kissing, you know?
Yeah.
So is it like that? Or is it moaning? Or is it the smacking lip?
Maybe sometimes, though, we all have these things where it's your thing, you want it to be right, and then if it's not, then it can be enough just to turn you off.
Oh, totally. I get that.
You know, like a bad breath.
Oh, of course. I mean, yeah, I get that. But I mean, if this is the thing that's turning, I just wonder if she's just off him. Because I think if you're on someone,
you can put up with a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You can put up with
I'll put up with anything.
Yeah.
You know, I'll put up with a fucking lizard called Juliet, mate. I mean,
you're extreme.
I am extreme. I mean, if I'm into someone, I'm into them.
Gee whiz.
You can't turn me off. Yeah. But so loud kissing, I just wonder, are you sure that's the thing? Because if that is the thing, then you've got to say it to him. And usually I can find a way to make it funny.
Okay, make this funny. I'll be the guy, you be her.
Yeah, oh no.
And you tell me how you're going to tell me my kissing is bad and what
I'm
going to
do. No, it's not bad, but the kissing's not bad. It's just loud.
Okay, so...
I'll be your housemate who lives.
Yeah, so and you're not going to leave the room.
Yeah,
you're
I'm going to say, there. Well, we Matthew, live in a studio. Can you hear him kissing
no,
me?
No, you can't do that.
I swear to God.
Like, hey, don't ask me that.
You can hear, can't you? You can hear him. No, I swear, it's so loud, you can hear him, can't you? I swear to God,
you're
you can
arse.
Hear him.
You're,
no, we're laughing.
Like
see,
that.
We're just laughing.
You're laughing at me. I'm
no,
now
we're
offended.
We're having a few drinks. No, we're laughing.
We're not laughing.
I'm going to
tickle you. You're laughing
at me. No. Because when you're having sex with someone, you've got a more jovial relationship.
I'm watching Aladdin.
Fucking hell. Okay, then that's what's turned me off. It wasn't the kissing. It was never the kissing. It was the fact that you watch Aladdin. And also the fact that you live in shared accommodation. I'm not into that. And I'm not into that, okay? I'm not into the... Okay, it wasn't the kissing ever. Okay, I'm going to go.
But this is the good bit with the genie, mate.
Okay, I've got an Uber. My Uber's here. I'm going.
Robin Williams, great movie.
Oh, boy, I'm out.
Okay.
So if it is the kissing, tell him. Try and make light of it. It's Aladdin, it's the Sherecom. It's all of the above. Yeah.
That is it for today's episode. If you want to share a secret on the podcast, all you have to do is go to the link in the bio or go to Michelle's Instagram page. If you can follow on Spotify and subscribe on Apple, that helps us move up the charts. We will see you next Thursday.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.